The DA in the Northwest calls for the complete resurfacing of the R504 between Wolmaranstad and Swaziland. This follows an oversight inspection of the R504 yesterday. The road is a death trap for motorists. Large stretches of the road have disintegrated. At several points along the road, vehicles must completely veer off the road to continue their journeys. The R504 is a major provincial road that connects the agricultural communities of Lower Doornstad, Wolmaranstad, Swaziland, and Greater Tau in the Northwest with the agricultural hub of Bothaville in the Free State, as well as the iron ore mining operations in Kuruman, Katu, Postmansberg in the Northern Cape. It is evident from our oversight yesterday that assessing the extent of the disintegration of the road, the Department of Public Works has failed to carry out regular maintenance on the road. The department has also budgeted only 380 million towards roads in this financial year. This funding is only sufficient to service about 5 or 6 major roads and can only pave about 53 kilometers of the gravel roads. MEC Oage Molapisi regularly bemoans the lack of funding, but he has no grounds to stand on since his department last year returned 365 million to National Treasury in unspent infrastructure grant. The department has also been unable to spend money on maintaining and rehabilitating roads, and it has also been alleged that the 4 district chief directors of operations lack the necessary skills and qualifications to do their job. The DA has then called for a full-scale provincial skills audit following that revelation. We have now engaged provincial and national treasury to see how funding towards roads can be increased, especially for major provincial roads that serve as the arteries of economic activity. We will also propose that the Northwest Provincial Government coordinate the rehabilitation of R504 with SANRAL, which is already engaged with rehabilitating the national N12 highway in the province.